what it'll do is it'll exempt the first $16,800 from federal income tax for active military personnel. And I think it's the least we can do. But it will affect all active military personnel because the first $16,800 will be exempt. And I just think it needs to be done. These are tough economic times. We've asked so much from our soldiers, during incredible hardship, separation from their families. I said tough economic times. It's very difficult. I think it's the least we can do.
So how did you arrive at the $16,800 figure?
Well, what we did is we wanted to help out the enlisted people. I've been getting a lot of letters from family members, and I just wanted to help them out. That's not, you can't make it on $16,800. So that's what we did, the E-1.
So it really helps, if you will, the grunts, the people doing the hard work down at the lower ranks.
That's the way I look at it. But like I said, everyone will receive a tax break.
So, Congressman, is this about giving them a tax? Don't people in that tax bracket generally don't pay much federal income tax, do they?
Well, you know, we've calculated that it'll give just about a $2,000 tax break.
Huh.
For the E-1 category.
All right, and so this would extend to people who are also any member of the service, for instance, those in the upper ranks of the military service.
Yes, every member of the service will do it. You know, when we go into the combat zones, the active military personnel do not have to pay income tax. So we've actually formed it that way. In other words, the current law is E-6 and down for people that are in the combat zone. So it'll affect everyone, all active military, but also we're going to take a look at the ones in the reserve, the active reserve as well.
Well, with the administration, with some members of Congress, with a lot of people looking for pretty much anything that's not nailed down these days to increase taxes on to help with some of these future deficits, do you feel this has a pretty good chance of getting widespread support in the Congress?
I really appreciate you having me on the program today. So what we need to do is have our constituents get their members of Congress to co-sponsor, and I think it has a real shot. It's a $2.9 billion impact. That's what CRS tells us. But we're throwing this money away. Give it to our heroes, for crying out loud. And it's a recruiting tool. It's a retention tool. I think it's a win-win.
And so this is not part of the stimulus or any of that discussion?
Not part of the stimulus.
This is part.
But it is a stimulus on its own. Because it's giving our soldiers money to put in their pockets to spend on their families.
Well, good point, because, you know, that we have heard those stories in the past, and they're tragic to hear that military families are on food stamps, that they need some sort of public assistance in order to just get by, and that increasingly, you know, one of the things that keeps them from being deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan is the fact that they have some financial trouble.
Oh, most definitely. And what a shame. It's unacceptable. I mean, we're throwing billions of dollars away. And let's give our military active personnel, you know, a break. And, you know, it's just difficult. They have to sell their homes, in order to move. It's very inconvenient for them.
Now, when
they're doing the heavy lifting for us.
Right, so, wait, Congressman, when you say we're throwing billions of dollars away, you mean some of the
stimulus money, the bailout money. What I've been saying is we're throwing money against the wall and hoping something will stick.
And
I'm not very happy with that.
Obviously, you don't agree with the president's plan for the stimulus?
No, I don't.
And it's a shame you weren't able to get this into some stimulus spending. At least then you'd have one portion of it that would have made you happy.
Well, what we'll do is we'll try to look at the appropriations bills, the authorization bill, the defense authorization bill in the future. I have no problem with these appropriations bills, but I just don't think a lot of these things that were put in, a lot of this pork in the stimulus package, as a matter of fact, we just filed this bill about a week ago.
And do you have a Democratic counterpart
yes,
sponsoring
sure
with you?
Chris Carney from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
and I have two other co-sponsors as well.
We're talking this morning to Congressman Gus Villarakis. He is a congressman from Florida, and he's joining us this morning to talk about the H.R. 1624 Military Personnel Income Tax Exclusion Act, which would exclude $16,800 for any active duty military, and you said that you might possibly even extend this to reservists if you can get that.
Well, active reservists.
Active duty reservists. All right, and Congressman, do you have a lot of military personnel in your district?
We have a few, sure we do, but I think that it's just the right thing to do. I have some support already from the Florida VFW, and I have some support from the enlisted organization, a retired enlisted, and then also the Air Force sergeants. So, a constituent came to me and said, Gus, this needs to be done. And I said, okay, well, let's work on the details and get it done. So I believe by the end of the week we'll have several co-sponsors, and I think there'll be a couple other military organizations that will sign on.
And then finally, the president has already let us know what his plans for Afghanistan, and so we'll have more troop deployments there. Did you have any comment on the president's plan for Afghanistan?
I've got to take a look at it, a close look at it. I'm flying up to D.C., I'm going to reserve judgment on it. I'm flying up to D.C. in a few minutes. We're going to head to the airport.